Radio.
But first and foremost, we have to understand that before abortion is a worldly crisis that demands worldly solutions, it is a spiritual crisis. And first and foremost, we need to respond with spiritual solutions.
When I speak to people in the public square, people are absolutely shocked, usually, when they hear the truth.
Of course, I knew what I was going to do, but I just felt like there was no other choice. When he stopped me and I decided to have the baby, I thought, I just can't stop thanking God every morning for giving me this lovely gift in life.
The 40 Days for Life prayer campaign to end abortion is about to begin again for 2013. I caught up with the Executive Director of Family Life International Australia, Paul Hanrahan, to discuss this year's campaign and how we can help out. I just wanted to start out by asking you, how exactly did the 40 Days for Life campaign, which started in the United States, initially come to Australia?
It first came to Australia now 5 years ago, I think it was, in Brisbane. So the first place to hold 40 Days for Life in Australia was in Brisbane. The year after that, which is 2010, I think, is that right? 2010, yep. It was brought to Sydney by Family Life International, and the first Sydney campaign, that preterm abortion mill at Surry Hills, was held.
Okay, and so you said it's been running for 5 years here in Australia?
Yeah, well, that's right. I think 2009 in Brisbane, that it commenced in Australia.
Okay, where's it being held exactly around Australia this year?
I'm sure of all the sites, but traditionally there have been 40 Days for Life campaigns, official campaigns, held in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth.
Okay, so FLI are mostly here in Australia in charge of the Sydney campaign, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so what exactly is planned for this year in the Sydney 40 Days for Life campaign?
So 40 Days for Life kicks off on Shrove Tuesday, which is the 12th of February, which is less than 2 weeks away. And we have Mass at St. Peter's at Surry Hills. And that Mass will be celebrated by Bishop Julian Porteous and celebrated by at least five or six other priests, including the parish priest at St. Peter's, Father Bill Milstead. We, after Mass, it's about seven, we assemble out the footpath, we process down Devonshire Street and down to the abortion clinic preterm, which is on the corner of Randall and Elizabeth Street, Surry Hills. It's about 15 minutes to process down there. And we have a police escort along the way, roads closed so that we can process down safely, and the police remain on guard while we're down at the abortion clinic as I'm just monitoring things and making sure there's no issues or problems. So we pray the rosary going down, we pray one lot of mysteries going down, we pray another lot of mysteries at the place, and we pray, again, mysteries on the way back and into the church, where there's then benediction at the end. So we have about a 1 hour in total after Mass, then another hour in processing and praying at the abortion clinic, return for benediction, and then we have a supper in the courtyard, pancakes, being Pancake Tuesday, if it's appropriate. So.
Yeah, okay, and of course it isn't just on Shrove Tuesday, but you have the whole 40-day campaign there. What can someone expect going down just at any time during Lent to the abortion clinic?
Well, so it's good you led me to that. That's from 6 a.m. then on the morning of Ash Wednesday, we have people praying outside the abortion clinic on the street. So we try and at least have two and more preferably three or four people in each hour. So people can log on to our website and the 40 Days diary and put their names down for particular time slots that they would be happy to go down. So whilst we're down there, we have prayer. We have our prayer booklet that people can follow. And that prayer booklet will last and goes over about 3 hours. So after 3 hours, if you're going to plan to go any longer than that, you can actually just start again. We have a banner that says what we're about, 40 Days for Life, and Pray to End Abortion. And the police are aware of our presence, and they regularly drive by, make sure there's no problems. And if there was any particular problems, they a contact number is provided, and people can contact the police or myself so that we can sort that out. It's very family friendly, especially the opening and closing processions because of the police escort. And we get a lot of young families, a lot of people with little kids come along. It's very safe. During the day from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. we pray on the street, and overnight we pray in the church at Surry Hills at St. Peter's. There's a prayer room at the back, so that Sunday night through to Thursday night, they pray from the prayer room. And Friday and Saturday night, we have exposition in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament all night, Friday and Saturday night. So we're on the street 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. overnight, in the church from 8 p.m. through to 6 a.m.
Okay, what would you say to someone, I guess, like myself a couple of years back, who is a 40 days first timer, who feels a little bit daunted about the idea of praying outside an abortion clinic? It can be a little bit confronting. What advice would you have for someone like that?
What I'd say to them is a lot of hysteria is generated by the secular media in relation to pro-life activities outside abortion clinics. A lot of those stories stem from some events in America. Mostly they've got nothing to do, well, I think 100% they've had nothing to do with pro-lifers, regular pro-lifers. Pro-life activities in America are much like here. They're well organised, they're peaceful and prayerful. And anybody that engages in any confrontational type of activity is, certainly here in Sydney, asked to leave from our part. Anyone that's confrontational, that's opposed to us, we call the police, and usually they are able to hose that down and to look after that situation so it doesn't escalate. We've had protesters in the past, and the police have ensured they stayed across the road, across Elizabeth Street, and held their protest away from us, and they monitor those things and keep a close watch on it. So we also have a lot of well-trained and regular, long-term regular counsellors from our regular helpers vigils down at the same place here in Sydney that are in most of the time slots that you'd find are someone fairly experienced there on the street to deal with any of those issues. So the thing is that people don't need to fear any confrontation or problems that they might run into because it's well monitored, it's well controlled, and even if there isn't somebody of a fair bit of experience down on the street at the time, I'm in close contact and I'll be able to get down there fairly quickly. So normally you might get a few comments as people walk past, but you don't get a lot of hostility or particular nastiness. But like I said, if those things do happen, we can respond fairly quickly to that and so will the police. It's very prayerful. People can come down there usually quite comfortably and pray. And the general reaction of people like yourself, whether it's the first time, once they come along, and I understand that people have a lot of trepidation about it and there may be some fears about it because of what they might have heard or what they might perceive goes on. Once they've been there once, they're quite relaxed and feel that was a very prayerful and very spiritual event, and they feel like that rightly that they've done something that's effective. They've come along and they've prayed while people die, and that's what goes on across the road. We can't ever forget that, Luke. It's a place where people die, unborn children die in that place. And as Cardinal George some years ago said about praying in the street outside abortion clinics, he said the church has always accompanied the dying with prayer. It's a beautiful line, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So we do, and we pray for the conversion of all those involved in that business. And of course, there's also significantly, so quite often a lot of turnarounds, a lot of people who change their minds when they see people prepared to come and commit to that sort of level of prayer, and they decide to keep their children. And I've been blessed enough to have held a lot of those babies in my arms and had the mothers with tears in their eyes thanking me for being there and for us helping them. So I have been blessed with that reward, but it's on behalf of everybody that's attended and that's prayed at some time.
Yeah, that's a wonderful result, and I pray that we can have some of that this year as well. Now, you mentioned before a website for people registering or if they want to find out any information. Are you able to give the details of that?
Yep, so the Family Life International website, for those who might wish to log in and to attend, is fli.org.au. Sorry, that's the one, fli.org.au.
All right. Well, yeah, I hope that I'll be able to join you on a couple of days, or hopefully many of the days down at 40 Days for Life. And I pray that a number of people listening to this will be able to join us as well. So thank you very much for your time, Paul.
So whatever it is, whether it's through your education, maybe you're supposed to be a lawyer going out and arguing and working to end abortion, maybe it's to be an elected official, maybe it's to work at a pregnancy counseling center, maybe it's to help friends who have been through an abortion find healing, maybe it's to help with spreading the efforts of Right to Life Australia, or the Helpers of God's Precious Infants, or marriage and family ministry work, which helps prevent people being in a situation where they feel that abortion is their only option. Maybe it's lighting a fire on the University of Sydney and at Notre Dame and just getting more and more and more students awakened, because your generation is the one that's going to change it. I don't know what your call is. I don't have a little questionnaire. I'll pass it around, you can fill it out, and then your job assignments give it to you. I don't have that. But God does.